In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And the woman took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. It's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. And death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Sin entered the world. Sin is the transgression of the law. I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, "Thou shalt not covet." Hear the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or anything that is thy neighbor's. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Wherefore, death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Behold, the Lord cometh to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Jesus said there was a certain rich man who died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Jesus said, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than to have two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. For he was come to seek and to save that which was lost. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have eternal life. Christ Jesus, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and rulers and the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man. Nothing worthy of death is done unto him. But they cried, crucify him, crucify him. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land under the ninth hour, and Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? They gaped upon me with their mouths. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It's melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. God said, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. And without shedding of blood is no remission. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. This man offered one sacrifice for sins forever, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And he's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And Jesus said, it is finished. This man had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. They took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. In the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He is risen as he said. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of Paul also, as one born out of due time. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sins. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus saith, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, in whom also after that ye believe, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show us his exceeding riches of his grace, and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and under the uttermost part of the earth. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Amen.